Welcome to the Long Beach Social Experiment Podcast with your host, Steven Martinez, a.k.a. Mega Man. This is episode 270 of the Mega Man's Life. First things first, Happy New Year's, everyone, for 2023. I'm going to keep this episode very short and to the point. I just want to see how you guys and ladies are, and shout outs to all the podcasters, shout outs to the hardcore listeners, shout outs to the haters, shout outs to my family, shout outs to my kids, shout outs to everyone who's going to be hearing this episode. Where do I begin? I just want to say, I put an episode out, and I came to a conclusion that I will be taking a break from podcasts until further notice. And the reason why is that I have a lot of personal things that I really need to take care of. And it's a lot. And to me, right now, I do not have time to do podcasts. I need to get my priorities on check. Couple things I need to take care of. So I just want to say last year for 2022 was a very kind of like, it was like an up and down life for me. The podcast, my life was going good for some kind of reason. Everything just went crashing down. And I don't want to say it as a negative way, but it opened my eyes on a lot of things. On social media, with my family, with friends, and with the loved ones. But everything was going good until, you know, my son had a stroke. And to me, I haven't really bounced back. And I don't want to make this into an excuse or whatever, but with my job letting me go, was a huge thing, because when my son was in the hospital for almost 2.5 months, I didn't think my son was going to make it, and he pulled through and everything. But there was times I had to call out a lot of times at work and to take care of my son. And when you're a single parent, it's hard to find someone to take care, and usually their mom would kind of be there, but not really. And because of that, I, you know, sometimes you have to make sacrifices in life, you know, and I love my son. I love my son, Alexander. I love my oldest son, Gavin. And before all this stuff happened, you know, I was on a roll doing podcasts, bringing a lot of good people and stuff. And of course, at the same time, you're going to have some hiccups. You know, you're going to part ways with certain people and here and whatever. And, you know, you're gonna have some wins, but also you're going to have some L's. Everyone knows as losses. But to me, those losses, I don't see it as losses. I see it as lessons to know what to expect next time. And my head wasn't there after my son was in the hospital. And, you know, I see a lot of people, you know, being there for me, which I do. And there's a lot of people who are kind of waiting for me to fuck up, or people out there just making fake pages, you know, having their little group funds, whatever. And, you know, there's a lot of people are going through a lot of stuff, you know, and there's people who had it pretty hard last year. And this is where why I feel with social media, we do not make the time and effort to really sit down and get to know our followers and why you follow them. Because you never know, like, if a person posts this, it could be good and bad, but there's people that I know are having it way harder than me. And I respect, and I leave them alone. And there's some out there who just want to be in the cheese man or cheese mozo life and gossip and whatever. And But to me, for me doing podcasts for almost like 6 years, almost five and a half, you know, I had a lot of growing up to do and I learned so much. And from last year for 2022, coming into 2023, that's where, when everything went down in August. And until now, I learned so much about my life. I learned so much about my kids. I learned so much about social media and how the podcast should be and just live life. And I want to give a special, special shout out to Social Primate, Eddie Aguirre. He took a year and a half off, or maybe, I don't know, 2 years, a year and a half off. And for him to come back and hearing an episode, you know, he was really happy. He took a long break to take care of whatever he needed to take care of. And that's what I want to do. So I don't know how long this this break's going to be, but I don't see it as being a 1 month or 2 months or three. I kind of see it being it really long. And, you know, I don't know. It just really depends. It really depends when if I get all my situations in order and everything, and maybe I'll come back sooner. But right now, priorities in my personal life needs to come first. A family needs to come first. My kids need to come first. You know, all the guests that came on the Long Beach Social Experiment, but before the Mega Man's podcast, I love you guys. If you guys were good guests or we had fallouts, I still love you guys. You know, even to the haters that are still criticizing this, I still love you guys and ladies too, no matter what. Because to me, taking a year off, or who knows how long for this year, I really wanted to really have that break to spend time with my family, see my mom and my stepdad, see my sisters I haven't seen for years. You know, a lot of people don't know this, but 2022 was really hard for me. And I don't want to be a boy cry wolf or have people feel sorry for me, but what really was really hurting me a lot was missing my daughter, Luna. I miss my daughter a lot. I don't even know how my daughter looks like anymore. And I miss my daughter, and just getting a little emotional about it, because if you guys, the ladies, know, like, I haven't seen my daughter in years, and it hurts. And and after having that that breakup with my ex, who I have a son with, Cynthia, she came on the podcast, that hurts too. Because at the time, I had a dream. I wanted to give my all, you know. At the time I was with her and we had a son, and I was just doing so much, and it took its toll where I didn't see my son for a while, Miliano. I was going through some anxiety and dealing with depression, and I've been dealing with it for years. And to really try to take control of my mental state of not committing suicide, being in a dark place, having anxieties, having grief of loss of loved ones for years that passed away, not having my family around because, you know, they all live in different states or they live in different cities, and not having that support. And, you know, making sacrifices for your family. And that's what I did. And it hurts. I just really wanted to get this year done. And I just feel like now I see that social media is going backwards. You know, it's I just see social media and podcasts now as being way too oversaturated and, you know, it's cutthroat and, you know, the podcast game is changing rapidly every day and every second. And for me to take a break, to really take care of my priorities, really focus on my health. A lot of people don't know that I'm sick. And I found out a couple days ago and I got to be going to the hospital. And there were some people that I told, and but it's to be very private. And, you know, a lot of things happen. And, you know, I've seen a lot of people's stories of people passing away or loved ones, or there was a lot of people that passed away in 2022, a lot. Even people who I know or I don't talk to no more, it's just something where I just respect, you know. And and also knowing what I know now is you know, I'm going to be parting ways with a lot of people. 2022 was an eye-opening to see everyone's social media and who they are as a person face to face. And I came to a conclusion that, you know, I'm going to cut ties with a lot of people. We're good and everything, and no hard feelings, but I just don't agree with people's agendas or agree of who they are as a person. There are some people who I thought they were friends and they turn out to be foes. Even podcast people I used to be cool with, I'm not cool with no more. I'm good. And I just don't want to be around that that drama. And I seen it firsthand, and, you know, I don't want to get into it, but it's just something where it's like I'm just going to just focus on do what I want to do when I come back from break. But everyone, I just want to say, if you want to reach out to me, because on my Instagram, I think by next week, I'm going to deactivate my Instagram next week. I don't know when, but if you do, just DM me, leave me your number and all so I can put it on my phone book. Because once I deactivate the Lombi Social Experiment, but also my personal page, I'm going to be a ghost. You know, those people who have my number, they can reach me, you know, but I'm just going to take a break just to focus on my matters and spend time with my kids, Gavin, and I'm really going to focus with Alexander. But, you know, I just want to say, you know, to my daughter, Luna, if you're hearing this, you know, Daddy loves you and I'm going to see you really soon. And to my son, Emiliano, I know I haven't seen you for a couple months. I got to take care of some personal things, but I'm going to see you. You're just a couple blocks away. Daddy loves you. You haven't been forgotten. I miss you so much. And, you know, again, when I do come back, I'll be better than ever. I want to give a huge shout out to Viva Mezcal, East of the River Studio. I love doing the podcast over there. So if you're hearing this, Viva, I'm still with you. Like, I like Viva Mezcal. He had open arms. And again, when I do come back, you know, he knows what's up. So I don't want to feel like I'm leaving people out. Shouts to King Mexico for having me as a guest. Oh, I love doing this podcast. Whenever, you know, I'm just going to, like I said, I'm going to take a break. But I got to do one guest appearance and that's it. But everyone, I just want to say this. Please respect my privacy. Just show some love. Any inspiration, anything you can do. You know, maybe, I don't know. Maybe I'll just leave the podcast page, but don't go on it, or my personal. I really don't know. But it just really depends how I feel. But I really need to focus on my health. And just want to focus on my life and my kids. And if it wasn't for podcasts, guys and ladies, I don't know what my life would be. The podcast changed a lot and I matured so much. And I think looking back five and a half years ago when I started the podcast, I was just doing podcasts, just a vent, and I didn't see then I had so many accomplishments, you know, being rated number two best podcast last year. But sometimes you want to just keep on flowing, and people, I mean, I was getting recognition here and there and getting my name out there. But, you know, you got to put things on hold, and family comes first. And that's what I did, guys and ladies. Family comes first. So again, I don't know when I'm going to come back. I don't know if I'm ever going to do podcasts ever again. I mean, I love doing it, but to be honest, it's just right now, I just want to say this before, I really have to watch my words on this. To all the people that came on my podcast, I learned so much from you guys and ladies, and you made me to be the best person who I am today. I got this far, but when personal things come about, kids come about first. It's a matter of life and death. Sometimes you just got to put things on hold and be there for your family, be there for your kids. And that's what I'm doing. And I just right now, I'll be honest with you guys and ladies, I just don't have the urge to do podcasts. And maybe this is the best decision for me to take a break and find that love back. Because I feel like when I want to do a podcast episode, there's always matters come up. You know, I got to take care of my son. I have to have a clear mind when I do podcasts, when I have a guest. And right now I don't. I have too much on my plate. So, like I said, I just want to keep this very short and to the point. Just keep on showing me love. Again, if you want to reach out to me, DM me your number. I'll save it if you want to text or call. But again, I don't know if I'm going to take off my Long Beach Social Experiment personal page and just go ghost and focus on everything to get, because social media, sometimes people, let's be frank, we all need to take a break on social media. It's drama. It's active, it's drama, and yeah. And when I do come back to do podcasts, you know, things are going to be so different, because there's one thing that I learned, and I'm guilty of this, is dwelling on the past. And I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be like other people that they dwell in the past and they don't push forward to be in the present or in the future. And I don't want to be like that. So with any fallouts I had last year or years ago, or parted ways, or we just don't see eye to eye or whatever, you know, I'm just going to move on. Just things don't work out. Things don't work out, but you know, just move on, you know, just learn from it. That's what I learned. You know, you can take a lot of L's, but I'd rather have a lesson and knowing what I know now, just to have a sharpened mind. So, you know, when I do come back, I don't want to dwell on matters of the past. When I do start podcasts again, or I do be a guest parent, I just don't want to talk about things or past with other podcasters or this is. Right now, my main focus is just, I want my son Alexander to be better. I want to see my daughter, Luna again, and Emiliano. Renewing my relationship with my mom and my dad. You know, my mom's not really feeling good, so I really want to focus on seeing her a lot. And I do miss my family. I do get homesick a lot. And that's one of the reasons why last year I took a whole year and a half off of just being single and just focusing on me. And maybe in a way I had to go through the fire of last year to be where I'm at now and get my priorities in checks, and that's what I'm doing. So once again, everyone, please respect my privacy. When I do come back, I will let you guys and ladies know. Again, just DM me your number, show some love and everything, and just rate and review on Apple Podcasts. I mean, shout outs to everyone who's been showing me love. You know, I mean, you guys would be there for me as I'd be there for you guys and ladies. But, you know, like I said, 2022 was a very shitty year. But in a way, guys and ladies, I had to make sacrifice. And that's what I did, to put the podcast on hold, to take care of my priorities and also take care of my family. So, yeah. Other than that, guys, Godspeed. Best of luck. Prayers that all of you guys and ladies have an awesome 2023. And if you guys and ladies are going through some hell, I'll pray for you. And things will be good. I see a lot of good people changing their lives, and I'm really happy. I'm seeing that a lot on social media. And if you guys are dealing with mental illness, you guys and ladies are not alone as well. All right. Love you guys. Mega Man's out. Peace.